Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about a dip in home prices. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So once again, San Diego in the news, and it's for something that we haven't talked about in a long time.
No. Well, because
we just haven't seen it, right?
Well, and I think – so the topic is the fact that San Diego home prices are actually – have dropped for the first time.
In six months.
But what's interesting about this, I think, is it's really doesn't – I think you see a headline like this, you're like, oh, things are starting to change. And I think it's really important to realize that they're probably not changing.
Yeah. I mean, so we talk about – Danielle and I talk about the markets in general a lot. And we both have kind of been looking at San Diego and thinking – you know, are things overvalued? Are things overheated? You know, both of us are homeowners and you know, have seen, you know, the values in our neighborhoods go through the roof. So you kind of think there's going to be some kind of a correction. So like you're saying, you see an article like this and you think, oh, okay, here it is. Here's the correction. But it's not really the correction that you would think it is.
No.
So if you're – it's still a seller's market.
It's still a seller's market. I mean, I think that what home prices are up 15%.
Yeah. So this is a UT article, and it's saying that the home prices have dropped for the first time in 6 months. The median home price dropped slightly to $730,500 in July. It's the first reduction in 6 months, but the median price is still up 15.2% for the year. And record highs have been reached on an almost monthly basis throughout the pandemic. So the data that's been released today, which this is CoreLogic and DQ News data, is where they're sourcing their information. And the peak was in June with a median when the median hit 749,000. So the correction has only been, you know, whatever, $19,000. So it's not some big huge correction. So what's happening is there's been a slowdown. But here's the thing. There's also inventory issues still across the board.
Well, and that's, I think, accounted for why home prices have been so high to begin with. I also think that, you know, we've come out of this pandemic. We're still in this pandemic. But we're starting to see a lot more movement in the market in general. So I think that summer months tend to be heated months. But there is only so much that you can tolerate. So a little dip in the market, I think, is pretty normal. I also don't think that this is anything to say that all of a sudden your values, if you just bought a home, you're overpaid for it, because this is 1 month's worth of data. We'll see what happens in 6 months. You know, it's not enough to justify a trend.
Right. And so, you know, like Danielle's saying, it's not enough to justify a trend. The article continues to say, you know, that really they're looking at this as kind of a blip. But at the same time, you know, nobody thinks prices are going to drop significantly. And the other issue that we're faced with right now in San Diego and in California in general is there's just a major inventory shortage. So there's a lot of demand over the pandemic. People have made moves from some of the cities, from smaller spaces to larger, more suburban spaces and homes. And so, you know, that has created a lot of demand. And then the other thing is, you know, it seemed like in Southern California during the pandemic, the initial, like from March of, let's say, 2020 until around – you know, the end of 2020, things were pretty sleepy here in San Diego. Sales were still pretty brisk, and there were things happening. But at the same time, it wasn't like, it wasn't like you were seeing a lot of large sales occurring, right? It was just more run-of-the-mill, normal, you know, median price trades that were going on. Now, what you've seen, at least in the last 6 months or over even the last 9 months, maybe the last quarter of 2020 into the first two quarters of this year, there's been a lot of big sales that have occurred, record-breaking sales, high-dollar sales, you know. So there's a lot – there's a big – feels like a big demographic shift that's happening from Los Angeles and San Francisco into our market. You and I have had multiple conversations with people relocating from San Francisco. There's been a lot of people that have, you know, basically soaked up all of the Rancho Santa Fe listings. You see a lot of the North County listings trading at multiple offers and trading in a matter of days. So from that standpoint, that just creates more of a frenzy in the market too, you know.
Right, and obviously, I mean, the big thing is interest rates are still insanely super low.
Yeah.
So
people have saved a lot of money because, you know, they're not traveling, they're not spending money as much as they were. So I think people have just, you know, they've made decisions to say, hey, I'm going to move to a bigger place and have more space, and you know, I'm gonna spend more to do that. And we've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely this. Just a ton of movement right now, or at least there's trying to be a ton of movement in the market. I think the question is that there's still lack of inventory. And those people who have homes are really limited on what they can get into if they want to upgrade or if they want to go someplace else. You know, work from home, I know someone who, you know, even though she works from home, can't leave the city. Like, she still has to be around just in case they do have meetings in the office, and she can't leave the state for tax reasons. Like, she still has to live in the state that she works for.
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, that there's a lot of considerations. We are definitely seeing, obviously, trends, people going back to work. The traffic is back. And, you know, San Diego is just a really great place to live. So I think that you're definitely just seeing this market just continually to heat up. So 1 month of, you know, not skyrocketing prices, and maybe a slight leveling off is probably not really anything to really write home about, to be honest, but it's definitely something to consider or just look at.
Yeah.
Just make note of to see if maybe there is a trend that's going to come from this, but probably not.
Yeah, I mean, so here is some of the data that has occurred over the summer months. And look, the other thing to consider about this time of the year is that you know, when you're coming into the school year, that's typically the slowest time of the year, going into the school year and going into the holidays for real estate transactions. So this is not some groundbreaking, earth-shattering news that things do slow down in the fall. Parents don't want to move their kids to new schools, and you know, typically people do not like to trade out of real estate during the holiday season. So, but the summer has been super, super hot in San Diego. So just some of the numbers for home sales. In July, from the low points earlier this year, but still down by historical norms, there were 4,280 homes listed for sale from July 15th to August 1st. This is coming from Redfin Data Center, and that's down from 5,758 around the same time in 2020 and 8,413 in 2019 and 8,573 in 2018. So as you can see, I mean, 4,280 in July from July to August of this year, 4,280 houses available countywide.
Yeah, I know.
And just, you know, 4 short years ago in 2018, there was 8,500. So it just tells you how squeezed the inventory is in the market. Real estate agents also said that continued low mortgage interest rates have continued to motivate buyers. The interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage was 2.87% in July. That's coming from Freddie Mac, and that's down from 3.02 a year before. But the rate is up from December's average of 2.68, which was the lowest mortgage rate that's been recorded since 1971. So
yeah, so rates, definitely a reason.
Yeah, it has a huge difference. The other thing is exactly what Danielle and I were just talking about offline. She and her husband have been kind of looking around at the idea of selling their home and going into another home. And people are doing that. There is something that's mentioned in this article. There's been a slight tick up in inventory, but this is based on a Ramona sale where the seller had such intensity on the sale of his home. It was a 3,300 square foot single family home, and he got two offers exceeding $1.38 million. The asking price was $1.38. So he got over asking and is now getting cold feet because he's worried there's just not enough inventory for him to find a new home. So he's going, you know, even though he's getting a record-breaking sale, he's going, well, now where am I going to go, you know?
Well, I think that's what people in homes have to consider.
Well, that's what you're struggling with. That's what a lot of people are struggling with. You know, they want to move, but there's no inventory, you know?
Right.
Where are you going to move? So newly built homes, which include new single-family homes and condos, hit a median of $677,000. That's short of the new home record of 812.5. So 812,500 in October of 2018 was the record breaking. But again, that's based on what's being built, right? So that's the inventory. So the home builders have kind of gotten smarter too, where they're building what sells the fastest too. And that segment of the market, we had a client that was looking for a new property to purchase and wanted to be core San Diego, and because the inventory was so short, he ended up, you know, looking in Otay, which for those of you that aren't from San Diego, that's, you know, 15 miles from downtown, maybe even more. Mm-hmm. 'Cause he was talking like Olympic Parkway area. So, I mean, that's you know, a strong 20-minute drive to downtown San Diego. You know, that the project that he chose is a new construction project, you know, great area, nice homes. But I mean, they had three phases and it was sold out. They would open a phase and they opened and closed a phase over a weekend. They sold like 35 units over a weekend. So, I mean, things go very, very fast in that segment of the market. But to continue, we are seeing a slightly lower number in new built homes, but again, that's inventory specific. Price gains were flat across Southern California in July, but up 17.5% for the year in our 6-county region. Riverside County had the biggest annual increase of 23.2% for a median of $525,000. It was also followed by San Bernardino County, up 21.3% for a median of $455,000. Los Angeles County up 18.7%, median is $795,000. Orange County 16.6%, median in Orange County is $904,000. Ventura County 16.5% up with a median of 735, and San Diego County was up 15.2. So all things being equal, the on the year, prices are extremely high, but maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel if you're a buyer. I think you're still going to struggle with inventory issues, but it seems like pricing is flattening out, so, and maybe even coming down a little bit. So if you are looking, you probably want to make that purchase over the next quarter. I would do it before next spring.
Okay. Good advice from Bob. So yeah. Let's keep track of this, and we will report back when we have more data and see what the trends in the market are going to be in the next 6 months.
Yeah. So thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.